Hi, thank you for calling my Gypsy Insurance Group. This is Catherine. How may I help you today?
Hi, Catherine. This is Danielle Abashe just giving you a call back.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much for returning my call. We had received your voicemail last week about wanting to update your payment information.
Yes.
Okay. Can you help me out with that? Yeah, absolutely. So I just want to confirm here. So currently... So we currently have your bank account ending in the 2464, and you'd like to update that?
Yes.
Okay, got it. And then did you want to update the auto policy payment information and the life insurance, or?
Yes, please, for both of us.
Okay, excellent. All righty, I am ready for, do you have the routing and account number available?
I do, yep.
Okay. Do you want to start with the routing number?
Sure.
Okay.
It is 044-000037. So that's four zeros in there.
Okay. And just to repeat that back, I have 044-000037. Okay, and then what is the account number?
It is 751-638-989.
Okay, excellent. And then just to repeat that one back, I have 751-638-989.
Yep.
Okay, wonderful. And then is your name on this bank account, or is it your husband, or both?
So that would be my husband's name, Abba.
Okay, perfect. All righty, well, we are all set then. And just to confirm, Danielle, what bank is this with?
Chase,
okay, excellent. All righty, well, you're all set then. We will go ahead and get this updated so that your life insurance as well as your auto insurance policies will now, the payment plan will be set up with this updated Chase account.
Perfect. And then I have a quick question about the Erie Insurance app. Am I able to use that to do this kind of stuff? Like go in and change and make payments and things like that?
You know, that's a great question. I believe that for anything payment plan related, you will need to call in. However, let me just double check that real quick.
Okay. I noticed on the app that I have a login, but it doesn't even show any of my policies or anything like that. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
That does not sound very helpful then. so it only shows your home policy?
It didn't show any policies. Like, I could log into it, but it didn't show me. And I don't know if I, like, just haven't. I don't know, maybe I didn't set it up, or I'm not sure. I just recently tried, and I was like, oh, that's kind of weird that I can log in with my information, but nothing comes up.
And is that that's the app or the online portal?
The app.
Okay. It could take 24 hours. Sometimes that can happen. However, I mean, it's because I don't see why or how you could even create the app and then it doesn't show anything because, I mean, obviously you have three policies here with us, so I don't know why that would be.
okay.
If that does continue to happen, I mean, please go ahead and give us a call or shoot us over an email. And I mean, we can definitely contact our IT department about that because that, you know, the reason for the app is so you can see your policies. So,
right.
gosh. But then, but in regards to the payment, the updating your payment information, you will, I just confirmed that, you will need to give us a call. However, on the app, it's pretty cool. You'll be able to see your billing activity, future installments. You can see all of your policy documents. You can get your ID cards or request them on there. So the app is going to be super helpful if you have your policies there. So.
Okay.
So again,
well,
you know,
I can play with it a a little bit and see if it, you know, see if it's come up or whatever.
Perfect. Okay, great. Yes. And then again, please, if you still don't see any of those policies, just give us a call. We can definitely contact IT.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Excellent. Well, thanks so much, Danielle. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.